Restoring My Soul, Monday the 20th of October, Receiving the Promise of the Spirit. Following Christ's resurrection, the adoption is no longer just a promise. Now, through the ministry of the Gospel of God, a hearer can receive the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of adoption into their spirit. This is when they are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise and become a temple of the Holy Spirit. They can be born again of the divine nature as the seed of their sonship, which was brought forth through the travail of Christ, is sown into their spirit and germinated by the Holy Spirit. Once born of God, a believer is baptized by the Father into the person of the Son. Now Christ's, the believer becomes a son of Abraham and an heir of the promises made to Abraham. As Paul explained, "And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." That is, they have received the adoption, having been born of a living hope, which is for the redemption of their body on the day of resurrection. Receiving the Spirit as a son of Abraham is the first aspect of the adoption. The second aspect of the adoption is growing and bearing fruit as a son of God, having been baptized by the Son into the name of the Father. It further involves partaking of Christ's substance through fellowship in his offering and sufferings. They do this as an individual member of Christ's body and as part of his bride, the New Jerusalem. This participation requires the capacity of the seven spirits of God, which a believer receives after the Son baptizes them into the person of the Holy Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 15, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 13 and 18, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. For further study, John chapter 20.